From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say two bombs exploded in central Baghdad today, killing at least 18 people, wounding dozens more. Ahmed Ahmed is with the paramedics in Baghdad. He said, "We heard the explosion and we came right away. We found people wounded and killed." Then he asked, "Why does this happen in Iraq?" There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State militants usually claim such bombings. Baghdad has been on high alert since October when its military started an offensive to retake Mosul from IS. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for how he's handling new sanctions imposed on Moscow by President Obama for what the White House describes as interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf with the latest.
An announcement from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he will not be doing the tit-for-tat expulsion of U.S. diplomats as suggested to him by the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Instead, he has said that he will not lower himself to the U.S. level, as he put it, and will instead consider what President-elect Donald Trump does when he takes office later in January.
Mr. Trump will become the next president on January 20th, and on Friday he tweeted, "Great move on delay," referring to Putin's decision not to expel U.S. diplomats. The tweet went on to say, "I always knew he was very smart." This is VOA News.